me and said, wait a sec, why you treating me like I'm a minor? And I said, rock and roll, Roxy, baby, can't you see? Rock and roll, Roxy, baby, why you don't tell me? I said, rock and roll and roll and rock, rock and roll and Roxy. Now tell me what you want me to be, yeah, 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 yeah.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca a road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Crossed the deserts bare, man, I breathed the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Bucca, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Shit, we've done that one. where are we up to? If you say 5'9", I'm gonna nut you.
Nah, it's just my cock. Right,
what? Millimeters?
I would like to start with a formal apology to everybody out there. I'm not going to. I'd like to start with one, but we're just not gonna do it. It's just not gonna happen. So if we've offended you, don't take us seriously. This is the NMO. Really don't take us seriously.
Yeah, we don't mean to cause offence, although we do sometimes. But yeah, we don't mean it.
We do mean it sometimes. It depends who you are.
I don't.
Right, okay. RSB doesn't mean it. But if I've offended you, and I've offended you to your face, and the odds are quite highly that I don't like you, and obviously you probably don't like me either.
It's like see you next Tuesday. It's the inoffensive version of cunt. It's the inoffensive alternative to cunt. I can't imagine a situation where you want to call someone a cunt and not offend them.
Well, exactly. I don't think cunt's offensive anyway. I really like it as a word. It's very underused in the English language.
We've established this bit.
Yeah. This takes us back to the beginning of the show. Or the end of the show, depending on where we put this segment. You don't even know when we recorded this. This could have been the very first thing we said or didn't say.
It's on about oranges, aren't you? Segments.
Segments? Ooh.
Chocolate orange. I don't like chocolate orange.
I don't like chocolate orange. I don't like oranges either. I don't like anything citrusy.
You don't like oranges, so you don't like Scally Girls.
I didn't say that.
They all look like a bag of tangerines.
See that? That's the colour of leather I want for my couch.
What, orange?
No, it's really just after orange when they have that sort of brown leather.
Do you know what? I went to a car boot sale the other day and I found this old brown bent leathery tool. Actually, it was really David Dickinson.
I knew you were going to say that because I was with you on the day.
Speaking of tools, I'm going to play some Iron Maiden. There's a bit of Bruce Dickinson.
You gotta do. Yeah.
it might calm me down.
Fucking shock, shock, horror, he's drinking tea, not coffee.
Shock, shock, horror, horror,
shock, shock, horror. I'll shock myself. Oh, no.
Cup of tea and another cup. Cup of tea.
Cup of tea, Father. Now, what do you say to a cup?
Feck off, cup.
I love my brick. Feck off, brick. I love Father Ted.
No, I love Father Jack. Father Ted's incidental.
I love the programme, Father Ted. Do you know who makes me giggle though? Dougal.
Yeah.
All actually, Mrs. Dougal's funny as fuck.
See, I like Old Howard Hanlon on his stand-up show.
Yeah.
I just stopped pissing.
I don't like that that Thermo Man thing he did. That was a... It got a bit sour after the third series.
It wasn't Thermo Man, it was My Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing was, it's because they changed it. He did it. He was brilliant. And then they got the guy out of Gimme 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 to take over. And although he's good in Gimme Gimme Gimme, he's not Old Ardlin O'Hanlon. The series only really one series.
It got sour when the baby was born.
And that was the second series, wasn't it? It was like halfway. Yeah, but it wasn't Ardlin O'Hanlon then, it swapped.
It was?
Was it?
Yeah.
Did he do two series, did he?
He did quite a few, yeah.
Because then they swapped it for the other guy.
Right.
But anyway, it only worked on the first series.
Plays Tom in Gimme Gimme.
Yeah, the one who plays Tom. He's really funny in Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Yeah.
But it's hard to replace it.
He was funny in Hell's Kitchen when he was on the helium, that was good.
And
he
did
that. Well, do you know the first series of Hell's Kitchen was done by Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah.
And then he sawed his arse over it and left. He's doing the seventh series. Nice one, Gordon. The paycheck's bigger this time.
So who did all the other ones in between?
They had, what's that guy? The one who's on the Nord ad there. It's fucking. Fuck it, Marco something or other.
Oh, yeah, he used to be on the cooking programme in the mornings.
Yeah.
He's shit.
I like James Martin, he's good.
I've no idea who he is.
He's used to be on, like, Ready, Steady, Cook every now and then, but now he's got his own show.
Oh.
Good. Do you know my favourite chefs are? The Hairy Bikers.
No, fucking, what's his name?
Ainsley. Only because he's a gelf.
Yeah.
You only like him because he's a gelf.
No, I liked him before that, but when he became a gelf, then he went up in my opinion.
Oh, he's well gay.
Of course he is.
But he still says he's not.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the difference between Thierry Henry and Lenny Henry? Thierry Henry's still fucking French.
Oh, poor French. She can't help it.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole fucking country. Froggy bastards. Do you know what? I've got nothing against French people.
I like French people.
They just don't seem to like me.
I like French people. I've no idea what they're saying, but they get quite... animated with it. And
I've met two French people and they were both, you know, snotty with me.
So. I met a French Canadian once. She was great.
A French Canadian, that's completely different.
Well, she spoke French.
Yeah, but that's different. Because they're not from France.
Well, no, she's from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Quebec.
No, from the another part.
Quebec. Montreal?
No, somewhere else.
Well, Quebec is the French-speaking province of Canada.
She was... French speaking, and she was from a French part of Canada.
So
but
she was.
It was when she said it; it was in French, so I had no idea what she said.
Montreal.
No, it didn't sound like it was English.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It might have been a little section in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She may have just been saying her own time, like I come from Birkenhead.
Yeah, Birkenhead, Vegas.
Birkenhead, Vegas, Birkenhead depends on which part you're from.
It's only Birkenhead, Vegas when you got money.
Yeah.
Or you win at poker, like I have done in the past.
If you're living round the corner from the casino and you can see the lights from your house.
What casino? Is that? Oh, yeah, there's the Mint. Mint Casino.
Is that Mint now? Is it? It used to be something else, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there's one.
Yeah.
In Birkenhead.
One just up the road, just around the corner from Skelly's. Mm.
We're not in Birkenhead, Vegas at the moment, by the way. We'd like to tell you that Studio X is on tour.
Yeah.
And will be on tour for some time.
Yes,
we are mighty magic men. We stay up till 5 a.m. Although we're bound by shame and law, what goes on tour stays on tour.
Sing along, babble, babble, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel, party, party, sex, 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 and don't forget the violence, blah, 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 got your lovey-dovey, sad and lonely, stick your stupid slogan in, everybody sing, are you all about
sing along. Everything has been said before. Nothing left to say anymore. But it's all the same. You can ask. We'll be right back.
Blow.
Get a job.
I get the fucking end of it kills me.
That's what she said.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that bitch. He tells me every day. He says, man, I really gotta lose my chick in the worst kind of way. She sits on her ass, he works his hands to the bone to give her money every payday. But she wants more dinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay ya, no way. Now, now, why don't you get a job? Say no way, ya, no way. Now, now, why don't you get a job? I guess all his money, well, it isn't enough to keep a bill collectors at bay. I guess all his money, well, it isn't enough, 'cause that girl's got expensive taste. I won't pay, yeah, no way. Now, now, why don't you get a job? Say no way, we've actually said anything we wanted to say in this show, have we?
No, I don't think we've said anything at all.
No.
No. Nothing of coherent sense.
Nothing that means anything to anyone or anything or any entity in any way, shape or form.
No, it's because we don't exist.
Yeah. I like us. Well, I like me. Don't know about you.
I like you. I can't stand me. I'm a cunt. I hate me.
Fair enough. I'm firmly strapping my seat to the chair because you just told me you like me.
One of the few people I like.
Do you like me like me? Yeah, he's found someone he likes. Jesus Christ. No, he took us the whole show.
It's one of them. I actually do like people, individual people. I just don't like people as a general mass.
Yeah.
As a general mass, people are bastards.
What about a t-shirt I had what I wore when I worked in the Red Cross one time? Do I look like a fucking people person? Yeah. Oh dear, I had to put a name badge over fucking, but it was in the middle.
I think you should have put it over people. Do I look like a fucking person?
Do I look like a fucking Red Cross person?
Yeah. Yeah, you do, you're working in one, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey mouse!
Hey! And a big hiya to everybody else in the NMO. Hiya! And a big hiya. I was going to do that next, you see, we're going to have
a round. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Take two. Hey!
Fuck it, we'll just go, hey, yeah.
Yeah, the new Mongo Overload sounds good now, doesn't it?
I was watching Iron Man the other day, the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a little bit in it where he calls it the new Mandarin Overload.
That's right.
Is it Overload? No, the new Mandarin Order. The new Mandarin Order.
We've got a new name. The new Mandarin Order.
We are guided by the rings of power. Of course, it does mean we're going to fight Iron Man and we'll probably lose because he's...
I've got the one ring to rule them all.
Is that what they call them these days?
Yeah. Oh dear.
Things you shouldn't say on air.
You know when we said we weren't going to go off on a tangent? We're wrong.
That's so bad, isn't it?
I probably went so high pitched then, it was just unreal.
One ring to rule them all. Yeah, that's like the ultimate power.
Yeah.
Like you could just rule them all with one ring. How would you fit them all in?
Sorry. That's a Lindsay Dawn McKenzie joke, innit? Not that I know who she is.
The who? What? What?
Or a Michelle Thorne one. I don't know who she is either. Honest.
I don't know. Just listing B movie celebrities.
If the bass stands for boob, then
we can stand for anything you want, baby.
Do you know what? My mum listens to this show every week. I'm surprised she hasn't throttled me by now.
You know what? It's alright. Used to be such a good boy, did.
No, we're never. Be honest, no, we're never.
That's a good point, though, actually.
I did build a build a den on my shed one time.
You know what? My mate did that as well.
Yeah.
She built like put a tent up on top of the shed because it had flat roofs.
I did on my own.
Yeah. And we just used to go up there and just sit off.
Yeah.
It was cool. I miss those days. I miss being 10.
And if my dad's waterproof canvas sheeting, the camouflage on. So just this camouflage dome on top of the shed. Great. It was awesome.
It's a shame it was on Unlocky, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
We get knocked out because it's a shit estate. Anyway.
We get knocked out
because we're on the knocky.
Yeah. That's why it's called the fucking knocky,
mate.
Because I'll fucking knock you out, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love?
I'm gonna bang you. Fucking hell, I'm gonna pluck my ass in.
I love it when celebrities say dickhead. You know, when comedians and stuff like that. It's like on Bottom where he goes, yeah, well, he wasn't a complete dickhead, was he? And it's like, oh, that tickles me every time.
It's brilliant. You know what I think's really funny? How people get offended by words, and they say that it stunts your vocabulary, but I don't think it does. It means we've got, like, that amount of words extra that we can use. We got cunt, bollocks, dick, fuck off. You know, we got all these extra things we can...
Fuck off's two words.
We got fucking off.
Oh, did you hyphenize it?
I did.
It's one word.
Yeah. But basically, we got all these extra words that are taboo to most DJs.
Taboo, and no, I don't like that. It tastes like shit.
Yeah, it does. But what I mean is a taboo subject. Because people go,
Lambrini's better.
Yeah, it is.
And that
cherry
tastes like
Lambrini.
Shit. Do you know what? I sat there one time and drank a bottle of cherry Lambrini.
Right.
Just for the sake of it.
Yeah, me and Zenobia, right, coming to your birthday party. This is, you like this one, listener.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, me, and I don't know if you know DJ Yanni Zenobia, right? Well, we all used to hang out back in the day.
Yeah.
And we're going to RSB's birthday bash.
Oh, it's a sharp subject, this.
It's a very sharp subject. So, we're getting the bus. I don't know if any of you know Birkenhead, but it's not the cleverest place to be walking around if you're two alternative types. Especially if you're two alternative types. One of you is in trad goth, and the other one is in cyber goth gear. Then take into account that we were taking a present down for DJ RSB.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell them what the present was?
A samurai sword.
A samurai sword. So... we get on the bus, a town. Is it a town? Hang on. No, we don't.
Yeah,
we get on the bus in Seascum.
Yeah.
In Seascum, we get on the bus, and we're going to town.
Yeah.
And then we're going from town to the X place where the party's being held.
Yeah.
So if you know Birkenhead, we're going down Birkenhead. You'll recognise the areas and that. We get off by the big, massive park... and a gang of scallies. As we've described scallies before, we don't mean in, you know, just...
they're like, fucking, and there's two goths getting off the bus.
Yeah, well, we get off the bus, and they start throwing stones and catapult and shit, and basically decide it's a good idea to start throwing glass bottles at us. Zenobia decides it's a great idea to unveil the presents.
Yeah. Bear in mind, I wasn't there at that point. I was still in the party.
And chase them down the street with it.
I was still on the party getting drunk.
Yeah. So then, we have to resheath it, get on another bus, because we were only supposed to be changing buses, and go to the party. Now, I was in hysterics, because then...
stop tapping the table.
I had to go into the party with DJ Zenobia, while he handed DJ RSB this really nice present that has been pre-used to ward off scallies.
Yeah.
How brilliant is that?
The landlord didn't like it very much. He was like, can you do us a favour, lads? Can you keep that behind the bar for now?
Yeah. You see, I honestly thought we were going to get arrested and we weren't actually going to make it to the party. More importantly, before that, I thought we were going to get killed.
Even better, though, that after the party, that he can't remember getting to Liverpool. We went to the Crazy House and I met Bill Bailey.
We both met Bill Bailey.
You pointed him out, I met him.
No, what I thought was really funny, because I was stood there with you, and you're like, that looks like Bill Bailey. That is Bill Bailey. And then you go up to him, ask him, can you get him a drink?
Yeah. I offer to buy him a drink and explain that it's my birthday, and he buys me one.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Top-notch guy, Bill Bailey. I like him.
We love Bill Bailey. We love comedians. Actually, not all of them. Some of them are shit.
And Bill Bailey's one of us. He's a rocker.
Yeah, he rules. Bill Bailey is awesome.
Yeah.
And there's lots of other awesome people out there that we like. You know, we
cook human some slaves in an insect nation. Ah! Human slaves in an insect nation.
What? Spiders, traitors, they'll betray us, make us human slaves in an insect nation. See, one day we're going to have to remember the full song and just do the whole lot. It'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
Not live on air, obviously.
Do you know what we've got? Don't you?
What, not hairpiece again?
I haven't got that.
No, you me might. Neither.
All right.
Sorry, just thought to throw it out there.
No, it's not hairpiece, it's carpet bends when he's rubbing his dick on the rug. He's got to get rid of the crab somehow, hasn't he?
Rubbing it on the rug. What a euphemism there, you know what I mean? How do you not know she's closing?
I didn't think of that one, not the carpet.
You mean you didn't think of that one?
Hang on, she wasn't clean shaven, she just never had them. Oh, Kenny, that's going to make me proud of you.
I don't do pedoism at all.
We said we weren't going to mention that.
That's why I changed the word. That's not even a real word, dude.
Okay. Pedophilic filer.
That's the one. We're not gonna touch on these touchy subjects.
We're not gonna touch on these childish subjects.
Oh shit. Let's play a tune.
Okay.
party hard.
Public service announcement brought to you by the NMO. Fuck off.
Trick!
dreaming of Winona. I roam the country like a greyhound bus. Put faith in lust, and in God I trust. I'm not Peter Pan, I don't fuck with fairies. But I bust more rhymes than virgin cherries. And Harry Carey couldn't call my game. Fuck so many hoes, I'm in the Hall of Fame. And I show no shame, from coast to coast. I don't mean to brag, but I like to boast. Fuck off.
Yo, tell the world to hold their breath, they breathe in the wrong air. This planet belongs to me, and this hippie with long hair. Two white boys, a spike punch, a light joints. Hang around drugs, loud music, and light noise. Slim Shady and Brown Trucker, another bunch of motherfuckers who hate the world just as much as each other. And I ain't leaving this party tonight till I see some naked bitches dancing around drunk, touching each other. Rum and Pepsi got your whole perception of me sketchy. Cause when I stage dive, people are scared to catch me. Cause all I do is curse and fuck. So when I do shrooms, y'all better give me two rooms. Cause I'm fucking the first one up. So when you see me on your block, you better lock your cars. Cause you know I'm losing it when I'm rapping the rock guitars. This is for children who break rules, people that straight fool, and every single teenager that hates school. Fuck off!
Oh dear, because we've been waffling and going off on one so many times, it's time to say goodbye, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's
you're probably made up going, yes, they're shutting up and fucking off. Brilliant.
We've told them stories, we've shared our tragedies, we've aired our graces,
and we've touched some touchy subjects.
And
only the subjects, mind.
Yeah. And it's we're afraid.
Subject A.
Subject B. You see, what you don't know is we're actually in a room full of subjects.
Hello, my subjects. I thought they were called ornaments.
Yeah. Bobblehead with your silly wobblehead.
I want to know why Wolverine and Sabretooth are going, yeah, mate, yeah, Wolverine, yeah, I'll have you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Nodding their heads.
They're about to get in a little fisticuff.
All right.
Yeah, didn't you know they're both scouts? Hey, mate, I'll get you. Snick it, mate. You know?
It's actually snicked.
It depends how you read it.
Dyslexic style.
Well, no, I mean, it's down to interpretation, because when you read a comic, nobody can tell you how to pronounce words.
I love that Captain America one, though, when he punches someone and it says wank.
Wank. That is brilliant. You know, it's...
Captain America wanked over someone's face.
No. It's so bad. What's even worse is it's a guy's face. It just proves he's gay. It's brilliant.
Captain America froze his mighty wank.
It's a brilliant...
Evermint Seagullin. This is what you do. You sit in your tent at a festival and you jerk off into your hand. And when someone walks past, you throw it on them.
Oh shit, dude, that's sick. Just when you thought the show couldn't get any worse, we bring you the outro. Yep. With things you shouldn't say.
One of my mates from one of the bands we were friends with told me that. I'm not going to mention Dunn's name. His name.
The NMO would once again like to apologise for anything you believe we say or do.
We don't mean any of it.
We don't do any of it. What you believe we say or do is just a figment of your imagination.
Oh, what was it? What was the one that we keep getting said? A figment of your former pineapple.
I don't like pineapples.
No.
Yeah.
Pineapple chunks.
No. See, when you have a pineapple rice, I always make my mouth bleed by, you know, biting into it. It's a bit spiky.
You have to peel the fucking thing first.
Fair enough. I did wonder why you couldn't swallow it whole.
I love these coconuts. They're just like bounties. The chocolate's a bit crap, though. It tastes like that fake chocolate you get in advent calendars.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the mighty Boosh.
The mighty Boosh. I was watching the live one yesterday. It's brilliant.
Yeah. The second live one's a bit shit. Future Sailors.
I don't know. I want to see that because it's the tour, isn't it?
Yeah, it's shit. Right. So what are we going to play to say goodbye to these lovely
people? We're not going to tell yous. We're just going to play it. Play it again, Sham.
Who the fuck's Sam?
Sham.
Shame.
Sham.
How do you spell it? S-H-A-M.
That's how I'm saying it.
Like the thing you buff your car with.
Say it again, Sham. Yeah.
Play it again, Sham.
Play it again, Sham. Like with your lisp. I don't have a lisp. I have a shisp. Or something.
Who's the cruel motherfucker that put the letter S in the word list?
Lisp. As if they don't have enough problems saying shit like that.
Yeah.
I've got a lisp. A lisp.
They say shit like that.
I have lisp. You've got a what?
I can't pronounce me F's, I can't pronounce me T's, I can't pronounce me H's. When you say they can't say fucking fair than that, then can
that's true. They can't. And again. Right.
I think, do you know what I think we should do?
We should probably wrap this show up, because we're going to be back next week, probably for the last time if the shows keep going this way.
Yeah.
So
until next week.
Until next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.